The Sentai Review, Episode 58, Dynamon Mecha. Welcome back to the Sentai Review. It is time to discuss the 1983 robot guy.
From the Dynamon.
Is this from the Dynamon?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, there it goes.
All right, then. Let's do this. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
And another sword finisher. Go figure.
Okay, this guy is... Okay, swords are always hard to describe, so here's what I'm going to say. His legs are very Gim from Gundam. His arms are very Gim from Gundam. His head is...
Looks like another ship thing like the last one.
Yeah, like a rocket ship landed on his head, and he wore it as a helmet. His chest is...
It's got the D from Dynaman.
Yeah.
He's got the D.
It's not so much rounded. It is still kind of blocky. His colors are kind of like a light blue, yellow, and, of course, like grays and whites.
Well, on this one, at least.
And then he has a sword, and I'm not hating on it. I'm digging on it.
Yeah, the sword looks normal.
Yeah, so that's, yeah. Next.
Oh, so now it looks more blue, normal blue.
It's a toy.
But yeah, it's the top toy, it looks like.
Next.
Here we go, some info.
Oh, if that's his special move, it looks a little cooler than the other ones have been, where he makes the circle.
He's got a stupid ring.
Does he have a boomerang as a weapon?
He has a boomerang, but look, it has a handle.
A handle boomerang, that's weird.
So it's a sword boomerang.
What is that? Is that his, like... What is this weapon here? Okay, he has a flying punch, so he can send his hand at you.
He has a shield,
Gundam hammer.
He has a hammer attached to a chained mace.
When I seen it, though, it reminded me of the Gundam hammer.
But the Gundam hammer is simply a chained mace with rockets at the end.
So he's playing ball with himself.
But what is this? Is this like his super secret spy watch up here?
Dude, that's, when I first seen it, that's kind of where my mind went. That's like, that's epic, dude,
like,
if he had
it just
a
looks
watch.
Like his shield. That's all it looks like.
Could be a shield.
Man, I wish. Okay, yeah. Next on this guy.
It's an anime.
Yeah, it looks like an animated style of the Zord. Or Robo.
Next.
There it is, a shield.
It is a shield.
Okay, he does have a shield.
And he's being attacked by a
This thing's biting
bug.
His leg. Get off me.
Some bugs attacking him?
This looks like it. And
it's like the monster is so sad that it can't actually take him down.
It's attacking his leg.
If the robot had like feelings and stuff, it would be annoyed right now.
At least it's not humping his leg.
Next.
Oh, fighting pose.
It's an epic sword.
Yeah, I'm digging the sword. I'm liking that actually.
Sword is awfully tall, though.
I'm okay with that. Next.
He wants a hug.
There you go, Shane. Give the Zord a hug.
Well, he doesn't look as derpy as others we've seen. I would give him a hug.
Unless he tries to headbutt you.
Next.
Kill me. Ah.
Oh, here it is with the Dynamon team.
I like this picture, actually. This is pretty sweet. It shows all the Rangers on the left side, and then on the right side is the Zord.
A little bit detail on the head part of the Robo.
If I'm not mistaken, in their series, all of these things are called Super Robots, where we have Zords and or Megazords.
Yeah, over there, just Robo, whatever name.
I'm pretty sure their terminology for it is their super robots.
Since they're Super Sentai.
Yes. But I don't think it's just that the Super Sentai, I mean, that's something in Japan in general. There are Super Saiyans, you know, like, super is a very, like, descriptive word for, like, amazing power. Like, Mega Man, they refer to him as a Reploid. Over there, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think they called it a Reploid. I think it was referred to as he was a super robot.
Super fighting robot.
Mega Man.
Well, that's in our theme song thing. Next.
And it's another shot of the team.
Barely of the team. It's like it's a zoomed out picture. It must be like hey guys, we're down here, look at us.
It's probably a victory image.
Next.
Oh, we're back.
These robot reviews, they don't take long for us to look through them. So, what are you thinking, Shane?
Well, other than the ridiculous hat.
Helmet, hat.
He's a pretty basic, you know, robot. I mean, there's nothing bad about that. You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I'll give it a 2.5. Nothing wrong with it. That's not the greatest. Scotty?
My experience with this Dynaman comes with a weird, I guess, English dub that there was many years ago from the USA Network / All Nighter thing, and I don't think that they ever had this robo in it. So, with this being my only experience with this team, I'll give it a solid 3.
I'm at like, I guess I'm going to go ahead and one up Shane like we were on The Price is Right, and I'm going to do like a 2.6.
Oh, you win.
That way, you know.
Is somebody going to bet a dollar?
That's what he just did, man. I bet like 95 cents, and he's like, a dollar.
So Bill's going to buy that for a dollar.
Have you ever seen the look on the person's face, like when they lean in and they're like, I'm thinking $95. And then the other person leans in and they're like, 96. And you can see the look on the other guy's face like, fuck you. Mary used to wake up every morning and watch that show. And if I was home, I would come out and, like, sit down with her and watch it. And, dude, I used to see that all the time. And I used to be like, dude, I would slap that dude. I would seriously backhand that motherfucker.
Because it really sucks, though, is that when that person does go that dollar over you and you find out that they beat you because they were being douchey, that just makes it even worse. You're like, oh, you dick.
You bitch. So, this guy actually finishes with a 2.7.
Not bad.
2.7.
Now, as it is, or has become customary to do a topic at the end of these, I've got kind of a wild one this time. We weren't given any suggestions, but...
yet.
I was talking with Greg, and we started talking about the superhero theme that you were talking about, right?
That I was hinting at, possibly?
And if it happened here in America, let's say that for the sake of comic books, they crossed over with, say, DC. And in order to explain their powers, what if each coin tapped into the emotional spectrum?
Uh-oh.
That's an interesting, very interesting topic.
And for our crossover idea, a six-man Ranger team, which you can see right over here, use our Mighty Morphin, Yellow would have been fear.
Correct.
Pink would have been love.
Right.
Blue would be hope.
All right.
Green would be will.
And black is death.
Red would have been rage, but black would be death. That means that every time...
So the Green Lanterns are the...
No, the...
They're the Lanterns themselves.
The strongest would have been the Black Ranger on a crossover idea like that. Because every time they beat an enemy, the next monster would have to be hardcore enough to beat all of them easily and the last monster that came before him. Because every time they beat one, the Black... friggin' Ranger would have been able to be like, rise, and given another black ring to the monster they just beat, and he would have come back as their partner.
Oh, you'd have an army of monsters following you.
So it would have been like six Rangers with an army of monsters against whatever army of monsters the enemy had.
Who's the bad guys now?
Well, man, all we're missing is a purple ranger and an orange ranger.
Or for that matter, if we take it by that logic, would the bad guy of a series like that, would it have been the Black Ranger?
Could have been. And if that's the case, then you could put the White Ranger on the team.
Since he would have been life.
Yes. Yeah, that's an interesting thought.
The Rangers almost always in every team match the emotional spectrum from DC.
And guess what? Because the Red Ranger's always the leader, he's always mad.
He's always mad about leading. And if he's ever happy or calm or pleased for any reason, he might die. Because if you lose the red ring at any point, you die.
So he would have to always be angry. So
they would go to their Zordon, and their Zordon would be like, channel the emotional spectrum here. And the Red Ranger would be like, what's that? And he would throw up all over the floor. And if he was changing first... Actually, they might end up having to replace the Rangers after they give him. Because if they're like, Blue, you are hope. And he's like, yes, hope. And he's like, Pink, you are love. And she's like, I feel the love all around me. And then he's like, bah! And he plasma pukes on them and kills both the lanterns they just got. And they're like, shit, Alpha, call two more teens. And then the other three teens are like, well, no, whoa, what just happened? Because there's no way I'm taking a ring if that just happened to him.
No, you misunderstand. We goofed.
No.
We should have changed him first in another location.
Right. Like they could have, like...
Alpha, go clean that up.
He could have been like, when they teleported to the command center and everything, they could be like, I have a gift for you, children. Each of you will carry an emotion, a ring which grants you great power. But before we do that, Alpha, please teleport the one we're giving the red to a different location.
No,
and
he'd
be like, everyone would be like, who's the red guy?
Yeah, no joke.
And because of how the Power Rangers are, they would just have to go like this. Oh, damn, I'm wearing a red shirt. He's like, wait a minute, He's like, why do I have to go somewhere else?
The green would have great will.
Yeah, green, yeah.
And if you look at the gods of the emotional spectrum, if that's what their Zords turned into, then, like, the Black Ranger would summon a Necron Zord. And the White Ranger would summon an Entity Zord. The Red Ranger would be a Charging Bull. The Pink Ranger has this weird monster thing. It's really hard to explain. If you guys look it up, in DC there's the emotional spectrum for the lantern cores, and each one has a god. The pink god is really weird. The love god looks like some sort of charging, raging animal monster thing.
Is it a bunny?
No, it's not even close to a bunny. Yellow would summon the Parallax Zord. And if you've ever seen what Parallax looks like when he's not contained in a body or a cell, it is some scary shit.
Well,
and then the green would have like a giant green whale. It's the only way I can explain it. It's like a weird whale. Fish whale thing.
Not as epic as the Dragon Zord.
Not nearly as epic as the Dragon Zord.
Like,
it could have been worse. Could have been a
frog. What about
frog.
The blue?
But because of the ring, he could make a dragon anytime he wanted.
What about blue?
Blue? Oh, man. I've seen theirs before, and it's kind of tough for me to explain what it is, if it's what I'm thinking. Like, without actually showing it to you, it's really tough for me to remember
what
it looks
blue?
Like. Blue is hope.
So it'd be Superman.
No. Hope is actually really interesting. He would actually supercharge the team when he's around. Because it used to be that the blue could only supercharge the green rings. That's no longer true. Blue, after being... There's some circumstances that go down, and when Saint Walker comes back, because he was missing in the comics for a while, he comes back with Sinestro, and he's able to charge the yellow spectrum, which means that if that's possible, blue can supercharge the entire spectrum.
Which is not good for the Black Ranger.
Yeah, which is definitely not good for the Black Ranger. But the Black Ranger's different. The Black Rings work... They have percentage of power that goes up from zero instead of down from 100. So the more death that surrounds the Black Ranger, the stronger he would become. So as they kill putties and
you
stupid
see,
monsters...
You just see him over there going, yes, I feel so strong. Like, guys, maybe he should be the leader. No!
Yeah, that would make the Red mad. And he needs that.
What about if the like you let's take it like you said, and let's say that the Black Ranger was a bad guy because he's death and everything. What's the White Ranger Zord?
Maybe an angel.
Have you ever seen the Entity? Oh man, I cannot explain the Entity. You have to see it. It looks like I'll show it to you. Talk.
Okay. Okay. So I think that's actually a good idea. I mean, like, because if you think about it, other Rangers series down the road added different colors
and different type of Zords,
yeah,
and animals and stuff like that.
Yeah, like we got a purple eventually, which would have been an indigo.
But what would be a purple animal?
I don't know what they're. They're a little bit different. The Indigo tribe. They're not a core like the rest.
Oh, a tribe. So
yeah,
that
they're
means
a tribe.
Like a Native American. Animal, like an eagle,
and then we
or
got
a wolf,
and we got an orange ranger. Eventually.
Oh wait! The purple, that one purple Sentai, that was a wolf, wasn't it?
Yes, the purple was a wolf.
Yeah.
And then they got an orange ranger eventually, and one of the. Yeah. Purple's compassion and orange is greed.
The purple is like a leech system, in a way. They can channel. Whenever they're around other lanterns, they can channel those lanterns' powers. So, like, the Compassion can use green, blue, yellow, whatever. But they have to be in close proximity, I believe, to another lantern. That they can basically siphon that energy force. And as for orange, you don't want orange. Because orange is avarice.
Right. Well, or the best way to put it, greed. In my, you know... There's only one orange lantern, because it's all his. He doesn't like sharing. So whoever the orange ranger gets, so whoever the orange ranger would become later down the road, they would give him that, and he'd be like, I have this insatiable urge to take everything.
So then we'd have two villains. We'd have the orange ranger and the black ranger.
Essentially, because in the comic books, Larfleeze ain't your friend. He don't give a fuck about you. Or you. Or me. No, he really don't care about that. He'd take your phone, though. He'd take Bill's comic book, too. And his laptop, TV, girlfriend. He could take it all. That's what he does. But that's interesting. I never really thought about it until you actually mentioned it, that, yeah, they each have a color.
That thing is the entity.
Huh.
The
fuck?
If anybody's looked up the picture, it's very, very alien. Like, it's very alien.
So whoever is the White Ranger gets God.
I'd still say maybe some kind of angel.
Let's go with that. They get an angel.
Yeah, but angels exist in the DC universe, and they don't look like that.
Because that's a super mega angel.
Oh, mega angel.
Yeah, I added a word.
Super
too.
Mega.
Yeah, ultra. Super mega ultra.
Oh, careful, careful, you might get ultra dino, whatever.
Ultraman!
Whatever the new series is called, what was the new one called? The new Power Rangers? It was, Dino Charge, yeah.
Dino Charge, yeah.
Yeah,
careful,
Charge.
They might do ultra dino
that's
charge.
Not new anymore, I thought that's over, isn't it?
No, they made it super.
Really?
Yeah.
They super dino charge? They
basically, instead of getting choo-choo trains, we're getting super dino chargers.
To get all 12.
Really?
The energems.
Of course, it doesn't mean we couldn't maybe get some choo-choo rangers after.
I've heard it's not coming to America at all.
Yeah, that's why
they're skipping
hearing.
It.
I want choo-choo rangers. Because
choo-choo rangers.
That would be an epic show to watch. You know, I would like to.
It'd be fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if they keep Concession Bot in it.
America wouldn't. Concession Bot is not appropriate for children.
There's no way they could explain Concession Bot over here.
Then you must be this tall to ride.
No, it's just a weird thought, though, if they did a crossover like that.
No,
then I was also thinking if they were brought into the Marvel universe, but since Marvel Comics, I believe,
Marvel?
Has already done a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers comic, they were just exactly the same. They were just Power Rangers. There was nothing special, nothing added, and no crossovers that I know
of. That's good, though, that when you do the DC, like, channeling the emotional spectrum, considering the fact that their colors match the spectrum, because in DC, they would get
Which company
They're
is
all
doing?
Gods in DC. They
Which company is doing the what? Current Ranger comic?
I thought it was Marvel, unless it's IDW.
I don't know.
But I don't believe it to be IDW. I thought Marvel got that contract. Of course, I don't think I've looked into that in probably 2 or 3 years, so by now it might be someone else. But last I remember checking, it was Marvel that had the comic, right?
Yeah, Marvel was doing like the movie comic, and that's
no. There was the last time I went down to Acme, there were graphic novels of the comics that had a small Marvel logo, and they were all like green, like Return of the Green Ranger was one of the comics, and then there was something else where it showed the White Ranger, and it said something like. Bright Light or something. It was like a weird title, but it all takes place in the Mighty Morphin era. They're still battling Zed. And then otherwise, I don't know what's going on. Because in comic book-wise, I don't think any Ranger team, aside from the Mighty Morphin, has ever had a comic here. Yes, no?
Like I said, my only experience with a Mighty Morphin comic book is the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie, and if you want to count that weird Turtles mini series that happened.
I know nothing about
that. Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
But it's the one I brought up the other time when the Turtles were looking for artifacts and medallions and... Do I have to bring it over again?
What are you talking about?
There was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles miniseries comic book where they brought in a fake Power Rangers team.
Oh, a fake Power Rangers
yeah.
team? That's not, yeah, no.
But like I said, that was the closest thing that I could think of, so.
Yeah, but they're Power Rangers, actually had a running book line. It actually went like 2 or 3 years. There was a running line of books, not just the movie. Marvel was doing a Power Rangers comic book for a while there, and it was in the Mighty Morphin era. And then not way too long ago at all, only maybe 3 years at most, there was another relaunch of that comic line for some reason. I don't know how far it went, or even if it really got off the ground, but I know that they did one, because I see the graphic novels at Acme now when I go there.
But yeah, interesting topic, Bill.
Well, if we've got nothing else, then this one is done.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but I just thought I'd bring up a topic. So, yeah. Goodbye. Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.